This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, hey, welcome back. It's your sports bros. Yes. Hope you have a nice little Friday. My name is Isaac. You can also call me Everett. And that's Steve Jason over there.
Big Steve.
Dude. Steve Sakanic.
Old Steve.
Joey Harrington will be on at his normal time, 5:30. We'll discuss college football realignment.
Yeah, it's kind of been dominating the landscape a little bit.
A little bit of a big deal.
The Olympics have started. Does that do anything for you?
Not really yet, but I will get into it on my downtime. Like if I'm just flipping around watching TV, I'll get sucked in.
I saw some of the opening ceremony this morning. I didn't see the
it was on at 5.
It was on at 5. It was super early, so I didn't catch the beginning of it. But when I woke up, I was like, oh yeah. And they're replaying it tonight. We're not allowed to like say any results because they're spoilers.
Yeah.
Like Mike can't say any in his updates.
He can't?
No.
What if he does though?
I think he's fired.
Wow.
Yeah, we were told no spoiler updates, just nothing. Just
nothing.
Let people watch it at night. Yeah,
because they're okay. Playing everything live at like 7 or 7:30 or whatever. So tonight, the opening ceremony is going
right.
to be on, even
we'll
though
do it live.
It's already happened.
It's already happened.
And people are already tweeting about it.
Yeah, that's always the problem with the Olympics is the time zone thing.
Yeah, the dude, I think he's from Tonga. The oiled up dude, he was back. Remember that guy?
Yeah, I saw people talking about
him. He was back and oilier than ever.
They are handing out medals tonight, though, in some disciplines.
Really?
Did you know that?
I didn't.
We're already getting medals.
Who's already...
Well, all the stuff they just want to get out of the way, probably.
Like the pre-show Oscars, like for, you know...
yeah.
Special effects, you know,
right.
Key grip, whatever.
Makeup.
Yeah, like, here's your, you know...
What do they call it? Like shooting or something? Is that what it is? Like...
Shooting?
Like, yeah, what do you call that?
Shooting?
Is that a... Oh, I don't know.
I think there's...
I heard it earlier today.
I think there's a target. There's like target shooting.
Well... I don't know what it is, but they're handing out medals tonight. So
okay.
Enjoy
well,
it.
Go.
Yeah.
You know, right. Whatever. I also saw that the NBC will not mention the protests going on. Like they're
protests.
Just, yeah. You know, a lot of people in Japan, not particularly happy with the whole raging pandemic going on and, you know, they're still holding the games. So yeah, there was a bunch of people all over Tokyo that were protesting and I guess they're not acknowledging it at all on the broadcast.
Road cycling. Tonight.
Okay. Well.
And archery. See, I told you.
Well, look, being a gold medalist is cool no matter what, but like some gold medals better than others.
Oh, shooting. Yeah. Okay. There is shooting.
Okay.
Yeah. They have the air rifle, the men's pistol. Who knew these were summer sports? Olympic sports. Women's air rifle and men's air pistol.
Sure. Okay. Go air pistol. Now, are these games or is it the next one that are going to have like breakdancing?
Oh.
Because breakdancing is an Olympic sport, and I'm not certain if it's in this one or if it's the next one.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, they're going to have breakdancing.
I can't wait to watch it.
I do think, although, like,
I'm not even kidding.
Are there going to be uniforms or?
Sure. You got to you have to show what country you're for.
It's just a little weird.
Who's going to win that? The Germans? What do you think?
There's some Rammstein out there working a little bit. Yeah, it's there.
I'm always into the diving. I think diving is cool.
Yeah, diving's interesting.
Always been a big fan of diving.
In the summer games, I like the long jump, although it kind of has died. Like when we were growing up, the long jump was a big deal. Like the long jump and the high jump always blow me away.
Did Carl Lewis do the long jump?
Yeah. And now and then, like Mike Powell broke the record, and now you don't hear squat about it. But I always think that's like one of the more visually, when you watch them jump almost out of the pit, I can't comprehend how far that is.
Good little athletes.
That a human being can do that.
All right. Well, I think we're ready for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics. Hello. Hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
Got him!
Number five.
A little bit of NFL news. Wide receiver for the Saints, Michael Thomas, for some reason, just had ankle surgery in June.
Yeah.
He has a four-month recovery timeline, meaning he will miss the start of the season.
I got to believe either he, you know, thought he could rehab his way through something or he had, a, you know, he had a setback. I can't imagine this is a Shaquille O'Neal sort of thing where Shaq would wait and have surgery and then miss the first, like, 30 games because he didn't want to play. That's a big blow because, you know, they're breaking in a new quarterback and, you know, Michael Thomas, he may be an ass, but dude, that guy's one of the three or four best wide receivers in the game.
Packers and receiver Devontae Adams have broken off long-term extension talks.
Yeah, everything in Green Bay is going great.
And the Dolphins have signed former Seahawks linebacker Shaq Griffin to a one-year deal.
Remember, Adams is also the guy that said, that, you know, if Aaron Rodgers isn't there, essentially he won't be there either.
Mm.
So... And Aaron Rodgers watch, I guess, nowhere near camp. Like,
well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, some people thought that as it got closer, but
no.
It appears that he is sticking.
He'll
to
play.
His...
Do you think he plays this year for the Packers?
I gotta think he is, but
I would think so too.
You know, there is some talk out there that some people think that he may just hang him up and call their bluff.
Wow, Vikings coach. Fired for not getting the COVID vaccine. His name is Rick Dennison, coached the offensive line and running backs.
He was my, I guess he was the assistant. Him and Alex Gibbs were my offensive line coach in Denver.
The
late Alex Gibbs. He died like the next day after we were talking about him with Joey.
I know.
Rick was a really, he was a really sensible, decent man. I actually thought a lot of him.
Yeah, well, he didn't get the COVID vaccine, and so they turfed him. That's crazy.
The Vikings did say that they are having ongoing discussions trying to get him. Basically, they said,
getting the vaccine.
Well, they said, if you take it, basically come back. So there is no exemption, and, they said they're going to try to work through this.
Meanwhile, at Boston College, their football team is 100% vaccinated. The one player who didn't want the shot, they helped him transfer.
Oh.
He's moved on to the SEC. Quick, name the Boston College head coach. Go.
Is it still Frank Adazio?
No. Steve Adazio, and he got fired.
Should I know this, or is it going to be one of those like
Jeff
where...
Hafley.
Who?
Who?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Jeff Hafley?
I don't know. He's a former Ohio State assistant.
Okay.
Beginning next season, the Cleveland Indians will be known as the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, this was one of those things that has been, you know, long rumored. I guess it had come down to the Spiders and Guardians, and, you know, here we are with the Guardians. The name is great. It makes sense off the two Guardian of traffic, the statues on the bridge leading over to the field. I just didn't like any of the logos or anything. The name is good. It just, I thought it was poorly executed.
Their colors remain the same. As Suk said, it's an homage to the iconic Guardians of Traffic statues on the Hope Memorial Bridge.
Wouldn't you want to incorporate them into the logo and, you know, use those?
I don't know, man. They've been the Indians since 1915.
Yeah.
Starting pitcher Rich Hill has been traded to the Mets from the Rays.
Yeah.
Tampa gets 34-year-old reliever Tommy Hunter, who's on the IL, and catching prospect Matt Dyer, who is hitting a whopping 194 in A-ball.
Well, trust me, if
34-year-old reliever is like 6 years younger than Rich Hill.
If he's a prospect and he's catching for the Mets, I guarantee he's going to be terrible because they can't find a catcher. Go out and get a bat. This just goes to show you that they don't have a lot of faith in guys coming off the injured reserve or what's happening with DeGrom.
The Mariners are searching for an infielder, and they have had talks with the Pirates about Adam Frazier. He's batting .327. The Yankees are in talks with the Marlins about a Starling Marte trade. The Yankees are also sniffing around Colorado shortstop Trevor Story and Twins outfielder Max Kepler. Mm. Does that tickle your Yankee taint?
No, yes. It does not.
Yes,
oh,
it does.
And my brother was very happy, but the Mariners sent down Montero for assignment, who has been horrific lately.
Was that the suspension guy?
No. That was Hector Santiago.
Yeah, this is
Montero was the closer to open the season and has like a 59 ERA.
He's terrible.
He's a gas show.
Like, just constantly giving up
runs. I can't watch them at home. I can't get Root.
Oh,
I have no way to get them on. And the MLB app blacks it out.
When he got assigned or sent down for assignment, my brother tweeted out a little party gif. He's very happy. If you're a Mariner fan, it was a good day today.
So he was all excited last night because the Mariners have a very big homestand, and it's actually exciting.
Yeah.
I see that they've already lost. The first game they lost.
Yes.
Yeah. Texas and Oklahoma will be leaving the Big 12 for the SEC, according to The Athletic. They will apply to the new league on Monday. The SEC would need 75% of its members to vote them in, but the reports are that the vote would be unanimous, even Texas A&M begrudgingly. This likely means the death of the Big 12. One report says they have already discussed reaching out to the Pac-12 about a 20-team merger.
See, and I think that's a pipe dream. There's no way that your TV deal would be big enough to split the pie 20 different ways. And a lot of those schools don't move the needle at all. So, I mean, that's more of, there's going to be some desperate teams here in the Big 12. Well, 8 of them trying to find a landing spot here. And then the question is, does Texas and Oklahoma, once they make their announcement, do they try to buy their way out? Because remember, they only are making the announcement that when the rights deals are up, which is another, 4 or 5 years, then they would leave. But once they become lame ducks, everything's going to be on the table. And both of those schools can afford to write an $80 million check to get out of this if they want.
New Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov says the league, meaning the Pac-12, is an exclusive club with a high barrier for entry. But he would listen if schools called.
Yeah, which is code for,
of course he would.
Yes, we're going to listen. But again, all of this has to make sense from a dollar. You can't just add teams and split the pie more ways. It has to be financially feasible. So my guess is that you are on the horn right now with the TV networks negotiating your next rights deal and asking them which combination of these teams brings us the most money. The one thing we do know is getting into the central time zone, so Texas and Oklahoma, would be huge because that opens up new slots for you to play your games. One of the big, the negatives of being on the West Coast is the early games. They kill you. And those sorts of time slots where they play the late game. So having that central time zone, so whether that is Texas Tech, whether it's who else, Oklahoma State, someone getting one or two teams in the central time zone, that would be the priority. The question is, do you add two? Do you add four? Where does all this go? No one will know until, the numbers are sorted out.
Coors Light, live sports are back. Always better with an ice cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Okay, is this good for college football? We'll talk about that next. And then Joey Harrington will join us on 1080 The Fan.
It's time for Who's Leading the Charge? A look under the hood at the coaches, players, and teams getting it done. Brought to you by Battery Exchange.
It takes pressure off LeBron James, who's getting up in age, going into year 19, and now you have Russell Westbrook, a guy that you could pair with Anthony Davis, a guy that's going to take pressure off of them, a guy that doesn't get enough credit.
Kendrick Perkins, LeBron, he's going into year 19?
Yeah. And this
that makes me feel old.
This actually may make a little sense because what they need is when LeBron's off the floor, they have to someone that can create instant offense. And it's not Anthony Davis. Like, when the offense runs through him and it's just him and he's not available all the time, the Westbrook thing may make some sense for the Lakers.
Battery Exchange has over 14 area locations to serve you. Free electrical system checks for your vehicle. Just go to BatteryExchangeWithAnX.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Joe Harrington will join us coming up next. Ask him about all this college football realignment.
By the way, real quick, I was kind of reading through during the break on some NFL stuff, and someone had posted that there are like four different sports books now, some of the big ones, that have closed the NFC North markets, taken Green Bay's over-under win totals off. You can't bet them right now. And there are multiple high-level bookmakers that think that Rodgers will announce his retirement in the next week or two.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, Vegas is not in the market of being wrong very often. So it's just interesting that a lot of the big books, you can't bet on anything Green Bay right now.
So he's just going to call it quits, huh?
Well, the idea is that he would call it quits and then basically call Green Bay's bluff and be like, trade me and all and retire. If not, all right, kind of see what happens. This may be a year-long standoff sort of thing, and that they'll revisit this next year, that he's not done permanently. But for this year, you know, he's going to retire to try to avoid some of the fines and stuff. So it's something to keep an eye on is, you know, NFL camps are here.
All right, well, Texas and Oklahoma are headed to the SEC.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Sounds like it's all but a done deal.
They've been talking about this for like 6 months, I guess.
I can't believe that they were able to keep this quiet for 6 months.
That's amazing.
It's also kind of funny that Texas A&M, the only reason we found out about it is A&M ratted them out.
Well, and the Big 12 commissioner had no idea.
No.
Bob Bowlesby.
No. They kept this so quiet. This was the university presidents from the SEC in Texas and Oklahoma had been working on this for 6 months. They kept it away from A&M. And then A&M found out about it, immediately leaked it, thinking that it might stop it. And then they're like, yeah, we ain't stopping crap. This thing's rolling on. And there could be an announcement, they said, coming within a matter of days or weeks.
You know, I hope Texas just goes to the SEC and gets their ass kicked.
Well, they kind of already have in the Big 12. Texas football has been irrelevant for a decade. They have and can we all agree the Big 12 is not a great football conference?
We can.
They have the sixth best win percentage over the last 10 years.
Yeah. In the Big 12.
I mean, now they made more money than any college football program last year. Wasn't even close. So they are the biggest brand, but you know, they're not good. They are not a powerhouse by any stretch of the imagination. And unless something magically changes, you think winning 6 and 7 games in the Big 12, wait until you go to the SEC and you get to play Alabama and LSU every year. You're going to win 5-7 wins, Sark.
But
you're going to be 5-win Sark.
I'm with Mike, though, that I actually really kind of like. I like the move, though, because I think the Big 12 is stupid, even though it's got my team in it. I just hope they land somewhere on their feet. I just feel like the SEC is going to be freaking awesome with, because as much as I would root against Texas – and they're full of themselves. Mm-hmm. They're interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the Texas A&M
great brand
matchup is back. And then Oklahoma. And I mean, that league schedule is going to be bananas.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's good for college football.
Yeah, I mean, you think about the amount of mid-regular conference season games that are just like, like 50-20 in the SEC. Yeah. You know, you've got some good matchups, of course. I mean, this is just going to be every week just loaded games. So
it sounds like at least some of the prevailing thought is that you won't do divisions anymore. You're going to have pods. So it'll be four-team pods. And so you'll play your other three members, and then you'll play two of the other teams from each pod, and then you'll round. So every 2 years, you'll get to play everybody. But it will not be it won't be like an East-West division split. You'll do a 4-4-4 sort of thing.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm all for it. Yeah. Because I think college football, I hate to say this, it's just kind of stale.
Well, this certainly...
You know, it's always the same damn teams.
But that's not going to change.
Well, I know, but I think there's a... It's just the run-up to the same teams playing for the championship will be way more interesting.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that.
And I think the structure of the league... I think the way it... When the dust settles and it's all structured differently, I think it's going to be better for fans. Even though some of the traditional rivalries are going to go away. That kind of sucks. But to me, I grew up a Big 8 fan. And the Big 8... I mean, it's never been the same since they expanded.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, so... In other words, they blew it up a long time ago for me.
Yeah, but when they had Colorado and they had Nebraska and, you know, there was, I don't know if they could say that
it wasn't the same. I'm telling you, as a Big 8 fan, the Big 8 was badass.
Yeah.
And it was established and it was.
But everything is.
And then when they went to the Big 12, it just has never felt right. It's just kind of been kind of dumb.
I grew up with when Nebraska was winning championships. You know, that was kind of probably to me, the heyday of it, but.
And that's Big 8.
That's Big 8. So maybe you're onto something there. I don't know. I'm just one of those guys that believes that college football and everything is always evolving. It's always changing. And anytime something changes, we always do the pearl clutching. What are we going to do? And yet inevitably we land on our feet and the game goes on. It's not, you can be unhappy with this. The game of football, college football isn't going anywhere. It's just going to look different. And no one really knows what that exactly is going to look like, because you are not only on the verge of massive realignment here, and there are going to be some teams with some hurt feelings because there's going to be some teams left out in the cold. The gap between the haves and the have-nots is going to become bigger. And name, image, and likeness is going to change anything, or is going to change everything anyways. And it wouldn't shock me in another year or two if the NCAA really doesn't have anything to do with college football. I mean, you could see this a complete autonomy when it comes to Division I college football.
Who do you think is going to be the most screwed? Is it Kansas State?
Kansas State's probably going to get jobbed. I mean, there's just...
What about Baylor? Nobody wants Baylor.
I would imagine that Baylor, simply because it's, you know, the football and basketball, I would imagine someone. But yes, there are going to be some teams in the Big 12 that are in some trouble. And Kansas State is probably number one, because it's... In any of these realignment discussions, why would anyone take Kansas State? Remember, adding more teams for the sake of adding teams, all it does is hurt you, because you take the same pool of money and you have to split it more ways now. So this idea of a super conference team with 20 teams makes no sense. You are not going to make the whole idea of the new TV deal is to go from making whatever it is, 30, I think it's like 36 mil, something like that the Pac-12 distributed to each team. They're going to try to get that up to where the Big Ten is, like somewhere in the 50s. I don't know if that's realistic, but that's what they're going to aim for. And if you add four more teams, you now have to increase revenue by that much more. And you can't tell me that adding random teams like Kansas State or Baylor or someone, is even TCU, is all of a sudden going to add that much more. I think the Pac-12 is strategically going to look for at least two in the central time zone, because that will open up two more time slots in the new TV deal. I can't see them not expanding by at least two, maybe four, but I think that's a big fat maybe. The 8, zero chance of that happening.
All right, let's see what Joey Harrington thinks about this. The former Lions and Oregon quarterback will join us next. Here's Mike.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is Fridays with Joey Harrington. Story time, although we've got to dig into some college football realignment talk. I've lost Sook, but who cares? Big things going on. I hear your son is in goal in a vicious youth soccer game right now.
It is vicious. You know, it's one of these games, I'll be honest, it's a great learning experience because the team they're playing is a little bit better, and Jack let a couple goals by early, but he's just, I'll be honest, he's getting peppered pretty good here, and he's got, you know, probably 12, 14 saves, but they're down 3-2 here at the end of the, come on, you got it, buddy, there you go, good job. All right, we're good. Whew.
Just got a save,
we're good.
God. Well, he's...
making 15 saves.
They're hanging in there. So 3-2.
Yeah, they're fighting.
How much time do we have left, or is there even a clock?
I'd probably say we got about 10, 15 minutes left in the second half here.
Okay. Well, we'll get you out of here. I know you're busy. We'll get you out of here before the end of the game. So what do you think? I mean, Texas and Oklahoma are likely headed to the SEC. What the heck?
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, this is a conversation. It doesn't seem like it was, what was this, 10 years ago? When Texas, I mean, let's not forget that the only reason that Texas isn't in the Pac-12 right now is because Longhorn Network came around.
Yeah.
Like, this has been in discussions for a long, long time. And Texas, as, we'll just call them a national brand, they've always thought that they deserved a bigger chunk of the pie. And when Longhorn Network came around and they were able to bring that revenue in-house, it kind of, I'll say it pacified them for a few years. But remember, it was Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and I'm gonna mess up a couple of these others because it's been so long. But I think it was like Texas Tech,
yeah,
and TCU and somebody else. There were six teams that were gonna come over and combine with Arizona and Arizona State, and it was gonna be the Pac-12 South. And then the rest of the schools, the originals, were gonna be the Pac-12 North. And that from my information, it was a pretty close thing to happening, and then Longhorn Network came in. So it doesn't surprise me at all that Texas and Oklahoma now, after, I mean, let's be honest, after spending time the last 10 years as, and not necessarily Texas, but Oklahoma as a national football power, but watching the SEC and the Big Ten continually get the bigger piece of the pie and get more respect than them, you have to imagine at some point they're going to say, gosh, does it really make sense for us to continue to play against TCU and West Virginia and Oklahoma State? And it's time for us to go get our recognition with the big boys.
Now what for the Pac-12, do you think? Who should they add? What do they do?
I don't think you have to add. I think it'll probably happen at some point simply because of how the college football landscape. I mean, look, this whole name, image, likeness thing is going to completely change the landscape of college football, right? The way the money is distributed, it's going to have ripple effects. And I'm not saying that, you know, the fact that, college athletes can get paid is what made Oklahoma and Texas leave. But I'm saying that it's all about money, and it's all about, you know, the alignment of who's getting what. And so inevitably it will happen, but I don't think the Pac-12 needs to run out and just start adding teams just because. I mean, what are you going to gain by adding a Oklahoma State or a, I mean, BYU would give you a rivalry with Utah, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've heard the argument of needing to add larger markets to the Pac-12. Well, San Francisco, LA, Seattle, I mean, Phoenix, these are pretty big markets already. You know, it's not like Tuscaloosa and Starkville are booming metropolises. I mean, this is about putting the right piece into this puzzle as opposed to just adding a piece because somebody else is.
Yeah, I think that the only consideration there is that it just seems like it's moving towards 4 16 team leagues. In which case the Pac-12 would have to add 4.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's where they should have been 10 years ago. I mean, that's exactly, and had you had that foresight, or had you, you know, fought for that hard enough, and I know it's hindsight, you would have had Texas and Oklahoma State, and you would have had these, I would say, a more competitive 16-team conference, but who are you going to add right now that's actually going to make a difference?
Yeah,
and that's the thing. I'm not in favor of just adding just to add, just to get to a number. If you're going to add, it's got to be somebody that makes sense and actually brings something of value.
What do you think of the idea of the 20-team Big 12, Pac-12 merger?
Boy. Again, why? I mean, if there's some sort of data that says it's going to truly be of value to the Pac-12 teams, well, then sure, let's talk about it. But the way I look at it, the Pac-12 has shot themselves in the foot for a long time. And we've talked about this, playing their own championship game on a Friday night. I mean, by simply doing that, you're telling the country what kind of value you place on your own product. But even still, the Pac-12 isn't at a disadvantage because of the number of teams in the conference. The Pac-12 is at a disadvantage because those teams aren't as good at football as the other schools. I mean, that's the reality of it. You don't need more teams. You need your teams to be better.
But ultimately, isn't this, it just comes down to, you know, it's not if you're good or not, it's how much money you can bring in. Texas and Oklahoma are in worse shape as far as being good going to the SEC, but it means more money. So when it comes to the Pac-12, isn't it just simply about you're getting ready to renegotiate your TV deal? I'm guessing that they're going to sit around and say, okay, if we add 4, if we add 6, if we add 8, if we add 10, what does that do? And the one that gives the biggest bottom line, the most payout per team, that's what it is. Because across college football, they've made the statement, it's not about being good, it's not about the product, it's not about anything other than how much money can we make?
Well, I mean, that may be the case, but we're still going to end up with the same argument come November as we have for the last decade, which is, you know, what is – it's Oregon and USC and then what?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the argument we have every year about the college football playoff. And does, you know, do you take 2 SEC teams or does Oregon deserve, you know, however we frame that argument at the end of the year, that argument is just going to be worse. If you add teams like West Virginia and Oklahoma State and I mean, Kansas, I mean, really, does Kansas raise the strength of schedule for, you know, God bless them in basketball? But really, what is it? I mean, if we're talking about, I don't know. I understand the idea of markets and, you know, TV reach, and that translates to dollars. But what are you trying to do in the end? Are you just trying to make a bunch of money, or are you trying to be good? I think the majority of us have the answer that we want, but kind of know that it's not the answer that we're going to get.
Yeah.
We all want to be good, but what we're going to end up with is something that gets the Pac-12 and the conference the most money.
And we'll see, because the Pac-12 has been such a stickler about academic institutions. It's why, you know, the BYU thing has never mattered.
It's why Boise didn't get in.
Yeah, why Boise didn't get in. And so we're about to find out. The Pac-12 has always been very elitist when it comes to this and very selective. Research institutions and, you know, academic standards. And we're going to find out, because a lot of the teams that are being tossed out there do not come close to meeting supposedly their standards. And so we're about to find out if, you know, there's a price tag on everybody.
Well, you know what we should do is instead of a big 12, Pac-12. Oh, nice save. Whew.
Jack.
Make it 16 saves. There we go. Instead of a big 12, Pac-12 merger, we should have a Pac-12 Ivy League merger. Truly make it a cross-country, you know, you bring in the Northeast market into there. I mean, talk about the TV dollars of Boston and New York. Now we're talking, huh?
If the academic, what is that, the Academic Bowl? If that thing ever, you know, takes off, then.
You should add MIT.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, there's
a little MIT, a little bit of, what's the other tech school? Not the Mass Tech, but let's bring Caltech in.
Yeah.
Let's start going. We can have an academic decathlon like they did in Billy Madison.
There's a
Instead
school
of playing football. We could just have an academic decathlon every year.
Yeah, there's a school in Colorado. It's like the Colorado School of Mines or something. That's like one of like the 3 or 4 best school. Like every year when you look at like the rankings,
I think that's what it is. I think it's the Colorado School of Mines. It's like the third or fourth best college in America. And say we've already got a footprint in Colorado. Let's lean in. Maybe smart kids can play football. That's the way it was like back in like the 1910s.
They'll out-scheme them.
Yes.
Yes.
We will
out-scheme them. I like that.
Do you think that, seriously, do you think Oregon should be looking around? Do you think Oregon should be on the phone with the Big Ten?
No. No, I don't, because at that point, I mean, if we get to the point where, and it feels that way a little bit with Pac-12, Big 12, if we get to that point, like, let's just call a spade and make it truly a professional college league, like we've talked about. Like take the Alabamas and take the Oregons and take the SCs and take, you know, you take them all and then you just make, you know, a tier one, right? Because if schools just start searching around for whoever the heck they want to be a part of, then I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, right? Yeah. If we're still trying to hold on to this idea of regional rivalries, you know, that's why we're bringing in BYU to have a rivalry with Utah, then Oregon going to the Big Ten makes zero sense at all.
Yeah, a lot of people are frustrated with that part of it.
Yeah.
It's just really changing, and it's just all the old rivalries are just going away. It sucks. But
welcome to the new world.
It's also kind of exciting.
Well, look, I honestly think it wouldn't be solved, but this wouldn't be as much of a discussion if the other schools would just get better. Like, come on, guys, like, stop being terrible. I mean, that's been the knock on the Pac-12 for so long, is there is no, with the exception of Oregon over the last 20 years, even SC has had down years, right? If Cal and if Washington was as good as they used to be, and if Oregon State was what they were in the early 2000s, and if, you know, every once in a while you could get your Arizona and your UCLA, and if Colorado, you know, had Cordell Stewart, and, you know, God, I mean, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They would be the team, they would be the conference that people wanted to come play for, but they're not. And, you know, in the same way that it doesn't matter if Alabama is in Tuscaloosa or a major metropolitan market, the fact is they are good and people want to watch them and people want to be around that program. So it doesn't matter where they are. Good football programs bring in money. So, Cal, Stanford, get better.
Kansas, get better.
No, not Kansas.
Oh, okay. Hey, we'll let you go. Good luck the rest of the game there. I hope they pull it out.
Well, game just ended. Jack just, in the middle of that conversation, Jack just had a sequence where they fired on him. He went diving, knocked it down, knocked it back to the guy who fired again and hit the post, only to then pounce back out to then fire a high one that Jack knocked over the top of the frame. So I've officially hit that point with my kids where it's like, holy cow, like this is more than fun. Like, hey, we're coaching, you know, CYO basketball on the weekend. This is kind of nerve-wracking. I got a seventh grader who's in the net, and you know, we're going to have some hard conversations here tonight.
All right. Yeah. Be hard on him. Okay. That's the way.
No. I'm not going to be hard on him. I'm going to try and, you know, how do you console a seventh grader who just got beat up pretty good for the first time?
Well, you said it was 3-2 and it's his first time in big net. So, yeah. I mean, you know, good little performance.
It's the learning
game. That's right.
Yeah.
It is a learning game. I like that.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, guys.
Joey Harrington on The Fan, brought to you by BMW Portland, where relationships matter. Visit BMW Portland on Southwest Jefferson downtown or bmwportland.com. Let's come back and wrap up the college football expansion discussion next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, we're almost done sports in here. It's been a hard, long sports week.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have sports very, very hard today.
Very.
I mean, I don't think we've grab-assed at all.
We had two guests on the show today. Unbelievable. So.
There's that.
Unbelievable.
So. There's a new show that's an old show that's coming back.
a new old show.
Do you know what it is?
I think we've run out of ideas, so, you know, that's all we do now. It's just
well,
recycle.
I know Dexter's coming back.
What?
Which is
Dexter?
Stupid.
The way that thing ended, I'm not even going to give that thing a chance.
Isn't that animated?
Dexter?
Yeah.
You're thinking of Dexter's Laboratory.
Isn't that animated?
Dexter's Laboratory is.
Dexter the show is not.
Dexter the show is about a serial killer, unlike Dexter's Laboratory,
works which is in the detective department.
Yeah, the police. Where Dexter's Laboratory is about a chubby little kid who's a great scientist and he has an annoying sister.
Okay. No, this show, you know, we are running out of ideas. I got you there. But this show needed to come back.
Really?
Yeah.
Cop Rock?
What's that?
You don't remember Cop Rock?
Mm-mm.
You need to do yourself a favor.
I remember Cops.
No.
Is that?
That's over.
That got canceled.
I don't think they're doing that anymore. Which was like, it ran for like ever. No, go look up Cop Rock. It was a musical, but think Law and Order, but instead of like acting, they sang all the songs. So imagine someone singing about like pedophilia, and that happened on Cop Rock.
Whoa.
You need to look at some of the clips are the most amazing, cringeworthy moments in TV history.
Huh.
There's a scene out there that's, you can find it on YouTube, where there is a guy that is, he's accused of being a pedophile and he is singing about diddling kids. It's unbelievable that they thought that was a good idea. It only lasted a handful of episodes, but
no,
but Cop Rock.
Well, this show, I will not reveal it until next because it will kick off our club tonight.
Damn.
Do you know, or do you have any idea what
no,
I'm talking
I don't.
About?
No, I haven't seen this. Nope. The show that's okay. coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone saying Quantum Leap was a great show that could easily be rebooted. Yes.
Quantum Leap?
I loved Quantum Leap. Loved it.
If you Random, but okay.
If you brought back Samuel Beckett, Dr. Samuel Beckett, I would 100% be on board.
Well, there
that.
Are a lot of shows that could probably come. There were a lot of good shows.
Yeah.
Like if it was a good show, it could probably come back.
Yeah, but like you couldn't redo Cheers.
No, right.
That would be terrible.
This is a concept show.
Okay.
And it is coming back.
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor. No, that got one-upped.
Right? I liked that show.
I did, too. I thought Fear Factor. When it first came out, yeah.
You wanted a bunch of people eating, like, deer dong?
I was more interested in, like, when they stayed in a haunted place and, like, they, like, filmed them in the dark room and they were all freaked out. It was funny.
That was the thing?
I think that was part of Fear Factor, unless there was another game show that did that was similar.
Well, like, you know, the whole fear thing of just like being in a pit of snakes. Like, yeah, they did that.
Yeah.
It's just terrifying.
I always wanted, like, I want to be on one of those ghost shows. I think it'd be fantastic. Sign me up. I would love to make fun.
You would just mock it constantly.
Yes, the entire time. And people all the time, like, man, you'd be so scared. Sign me up. Let's do this. Because then I can assure you that I will not be.
All right, we'll tell you what the show is. Kick off the club next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.